Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, the baby. Thank God.
Yeah.
Everybody who
yeah.
calls it.
Here we go.
I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. I'll rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
What's the deal, y'all? Y'all know what's going down. It's the apostle and the prince. We coming on in about 22 minutes or so. Praise God on the day. Hallelujah. I'm Elder Prevost. It's a pleasure, amen, to be here once again. I want to give a shout out to everybody out there that watch these videos. I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. Praise God. Everything that y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. Everything that y'all do that participates within the ministry, everything that y'all don't do, y'all are just watch. You know, we thank God for y'all. Real talk. That's real talk. And we finna get started. I got to make a run. So that's why we get started early. That's the whole reason for the pregame show. because I got to get out of here early. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get some music on for y'all tonight. Amen. And we're going to be back. Amen. In about 39, about 40 minutes. Praise God. So about 7:20, we're going to get the party started. Praise the Lord on the day. Y'all check this out.
They don't know you like we do. There is
Lines are open, people. Y'all get to call it. Y'all know what it is.
Don't forget to remember. To forgive and forget. For God will forgive us of our sins as we forgive others' debts.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember.
Remember to forgive and forget.
Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. God wants to do a new thing. He wants to renew your soul.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember.
Remember.
Hallelujah.
Forgive.
because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others' debts is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, don't forget to remember. Here on today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us, join it with us and say,
stand with me now.
Will you forgive me?
Will you accept?
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Can you say it again with me, y'all?
I forgive you.
Look at somebody and ask and say, will you forgive me?
Will you forgive me?
Please accept.
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Oh, I forgive you. Will you forgive me?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. This is Elder Prevost on the MIC, Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It's in the building.
What?
Hey, y'all know y'all jamming with
in
the
Prevost
Show. It's the Apostle and the Prince, representing the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We about to get started in a few minutes. Thank y'all for joining us early, but we going to jam right now. Y'all keep jamming with us. Matter of fact, y'all check this one out right here.
Because we going to jam.
Thank you. is my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. And oh, how he walks with me. Yes, oh, how he talks with me.
Amen. We thank y'all for joining us. We're going to keep it going. Amen. We're going to get started in just a minute. We're going to get started in just a minute. Praise the Lord.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. This is Elder Prevost on the MIC, Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It's in the building, and y'all know y'all jamming with the pre-show. It's the Apostle and the Prince representing the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We about to get started in a few minutes. Thank y'all for joining us early, but we going to jam right now. Y'all keep jamming with us. Matter of fact, y'all check this one out right here.
Ludacris, and one thing I found out about roaches is that if you keep the light off, if you're in the dark, a roach will pull up to your dinner table and have a 5-course meal.
Here we go again. Yeah, Anointed Truth. We in the building, ministry one. Gotta watch what these people be feeding you, you know what I'm talking about?
For real. Real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go, tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
But this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. Yeah. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly, why you shading folks? I'm gonna take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off slow, down on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan,
yeah.
I won't deviate,
nah.
I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape.
Beware, Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
Just remember what the words say,
what they were. birds say, I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
All these seeds have to dig and break. I'm destined to be a star, I'm Abraham's kid. I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, bread.
With that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
All these seeds have to beg for bread.
Beware of Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say? I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Seeds have to beg for bread.
Regardless of race, color, gender, or creed, they have to receive fair treatment from law enforcement. They have to receive it. We all saw what happened last week. We can't let that happen. Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
Cannon, I really didn't mean to make y'all wait so long.
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write and curse. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church. And I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago I'm getting high with my cousin. And fast forward now around campus I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop lets all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say it, leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you've never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church closed too.
The cannon, the cannon, the cannon.
Get
here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need
something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing.
Pretty girls everywhere you go. Yeah, I heard it 30 times on the radio. Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging. And Donatella probably never heard your ever. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater. But I know these people greater than the songs they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitate. And everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper. Now you 12 years later. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure? Huh? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again in circles. I think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Selling poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be, man. We need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's about that time. It's time for the Apostle and the Prince. And if you ain't know, now you know. You better go get your blessing.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. Praise God. Sorry for the late start. Hallelujah. But you better go get your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody for choosing a revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Led by our friend. Hallelujah. Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in thus far. Hallelujah. Amen. We getting ready to go to the throne of grace and open this thing up. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on today, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for being present with us. You said when two or more come together in your name that you would be in the midst. You would be in the middle. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you just lead us and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. Lead us through your word. We bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight, any work of distraction. Hallelujah. Any work that might prohibit us from receiving your holy word on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank those of you out there on YouTube for joining us. Amen. Make sure you call one of those numbers on your screen. Be a part of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to see God working. Hallelujah. In your life. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the phone lines. Hallelujah. With our testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. Just because of the time, praise God, hallelujah. I'm just going to say real quick, this is the time when we are supposed to come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, and magnify the Lord and praise the Lord and lift his name up high and holy, hallelujah, amen, for who he is, hallelujah, not just for what he's done, hallelujah, but for who he is. Hallelujah. He is God Almighty. Hallelujah. There is no other God like him. There will never be another God. Hallelujah. Like him. Praise God. Amen. He is the creator of all things. He is Elohim. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we need to come together and we need to be worshiping him for who he is, not for what he can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to keep in mind, you were made in God's image. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you like it when people love you for who you are? Praise God. Hallelujah. And not just what you can do. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the point we got to come to. Hallelujah. When we recognize, amen, God wants to be praised, hallelujah, for who he is, not for what he can do for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, he can make ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, he can open doors. Hallelujah. Yeah, he can heal. Hallelujah. Yeah, he can do all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I don't want you to worship me, he says, because of what I can do. You need to worship me because of who I am. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He's the great I am. Hallelujah. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He deserves to be worshiped. Hallelujah. He deserves to be praised. Hallelujah. He deserves to be lifted up. Hallelujah. He deserves to be magnified. Hallelujah on tonight. So when we open up this throne, when we open up these phone lines on tonight, hallelujah, I want you to come with an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah, I want you to come showing God, hallelujah, that you appreciate him. Hallelujah, not because of, hallelujah, what he can do, praise God, but because of who he is. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy, hallelujah, to be magnified. Hallelujah. Worthy to be lifted up on today. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Amen. Before I open up the line, amen, I just want to, hallelujah, amen, give a shout out to everybody out there. Hallelujah. We want y'all, amen, praise God, to call in. Hallelujah. Be a part of what's going on tonight. Hallelujah. We're opening up the phone lines right now. All of the lines are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of the lines are open, and we just encourage you, each and every one of you, hallelujah, amen, to call in. Bless the Lord on tonight. We are opening up the phone lines. I'm sorry, the computer's moving a little slow. Hallelujah, amen. But we are opening up the phone lines right now. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah.
Bishop.
Yeah. Amen. The phone Bishop, lines are open whenever you want at this time.
Yeah.
Amen. The phone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. The phone lines are open for testimonies and prayer.
We couldn't get on. We had to look for some numbers. We had to look for numbers to get on because we couldn't get on.
Yeah.
So I had to find that back. I had to find that backup number you gave me.
Yes.
While we're just getting
Amen.
On, we've been trying to get on 5 o'clock.
Praise God. Well, I'm glad y'all on, Prophetess. I'm glad y'all on.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Any testimonies or prayer requests at this time?
I just want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for you for us blessing. All the family members around the world, go get your blessing. It's time. All of our family. But I like your song. Just keep on doing what you do. But of course, I love you.
Love you back, man of God.
I just love everybody. But God made me to love, so. So get y'all blessing. Bless my family members. All of my family. It's in Miami, Florida. It's in Jacksonville, Pensacola. New Jersey, Alabama. Just bless all my children all around the world, over in Chicago. I'm just happy to be on the line tonight. Amen.
Hey, man, we thank God for you, Brother Bobby, on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah.
My name is Shabam Najee. Thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Start me off a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings he has bestowed upon me. I want to thank the Lord for watching out for me and my family. Lord, I ask you to please go in the nursing homes and the hospitals. Somebody needs somewhere in the jail, in the prisons, Lord. The homeless. Please take care of all your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brian Howard. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I want to know what you mean if you want to start me on New Age. I want to thank the Lord for my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my doctors and my nurses, people I deal with on another level. Thank you for being on the prayer line today. I'm praying for the ones out in California going through the fires and all that hot heat. Praying the Lord send some rain to shower down the West Coast, cool it down some or something. That's the Lord to take care of the homeless, sick and shut in. ask the Lord to take care of the boys in prison, in jail. Institutions, hospitals. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for the president and the vice president as well. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I thank and praise God for waking me this morning. I thank and praise Him for allowing me to come to the prayer line one more time. I thank Him for another year that He has kept me. I thank Him for another birthday. I just thank Him for what He's doing in my life. I'm requesting prayer for my siblings and for my children and my grandchildren and people that are around the world and people that are homeless and going through at this time. I'd like for you all to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Mother.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Was there another testimony on the line on tonight? Praise God.
Yes, my name is Maurice Galbraith from Long Beach. I just want to thank the Lord for the prayer line and the blessing that God gives us. Because, see, as we get these prayers going through and everything, it really touches our heart and it feels as good as a good feeling to have that love from so many different people. You know, just let you know you're just not here by yourself. There's other people who's doing the same thing you're doing, and it makes it much easier and it's better. And I just thank God for all of you guys. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Brother Maurice, on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We truly, amen, are ready for the word of God on today. I'm going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. And since we started late,
Brother
Andre. Yes, ma'am.
Brother Andre. This is Jackie. I'm asking to pray for the Walker family and keep the Walker family in prayer and the Carter family. We just lost another niece. I lost a nephew last month. I just lost a niece this month. So keep our family in prayer, the Walker family and the Carter family and the Fox family.
The Walker family, the Carter family, and what was the other name?
And the Fox family.
The Fox family.
Yeah, the Fox
family.
And the Davises. And the Carters.
Amen.
The Davises.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God. And after we go to the throne of grace, praise God, due to the time, amen, hallelujah, we're just going to introduce the man of God, and we're going to get straight to the word on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard all the testimonies that have gone up before your throne on tonight. We come before your throne praising. We come before your throne magnifying you. We come before your throne lifting you up, Jesus, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified, Lord. And we want you to know that we love you. We want you to know, Lord, we appreciate you. We want you to know, Lord, that we are thankful for every move that you are making in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you touch the Walker family, Lord, the Fox family, the Carter family, and the Davis family as well, as they experience a loss in their family, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort. Help them to know, Lord, to be active in the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you all today for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing. Lord, we thank you for even everything you ain't going to do, because you know what's best. You know the will that you have for each and every last one of our lives. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God tonight. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet as he gets ready to bring forth your word. Hallelujah. Let the anointed one speak. Hallelujah. From his lips on tonight. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be magnified. If you're just not tuning in, if you're just not joining us, if this is your first day, hallelujah, praise God. This is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah, the revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah, featuring the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah, the Kinetic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, and bringing the word. Hallelujah, since May the 11th, hallelujah, that's how long we've been going, since May the 11th, praise God, bringing forth the word of God. Well, I tell you what, I'll let the intro tell you the story, praise God, hallelujah, amen.
God is saying rejoice, why? Because it is broken. Somebody give God a yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Curry.
Hallelujah. How many know that nobody is worthy but him? Hallelujah. You know, how many of you know, amen, that he is the only true living God, amen, that can get all of the glory, that deserve all of the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We magnify him tonight, and we glorify him tonight. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's an honor tonight to be here. Amen. I want to bless the Lord. Thank God for my brother, my dear brother from another mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank Yahshua HaMashiach for him. Amen. Nobody other than Elder Andre. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise for Elder tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you.
Amen. Bless you.
Under the sound of my voice tonight, I speak peace and blessings to you. Amen. I send my love out to you tonight. Come on and give God praise. Amen. For yourself tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? I want to encourage you, saints. We got to keep the praises of God high. Because when we keep the praises of God high, we're able to keep the devil out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And then I heard somebody say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Come on here, somebody. How many of you want to praise your blessings down? Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. So when I praise God, that releases my blessings. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So all I got to do if I want my blessings to come is to praise God in advance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And thank him that it's already happening. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Because if I wait to see it, that means I don't believe it. Come on here, somebody. Ah, y'all don't move. Go and die by sin. Please, Holy Ghost, if I'm waiting to see something, that means I'm in the natural and not the supernatural. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody that you got to stay in the right place and able to see God's hand move. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't be waiting on God, because God said what? It is finished. So when something is finished, that means that I ain't got to wait for it no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God, that was for somebody right there. Glory to God. God said step out of the waiting position and get into the expectation position of expectancy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm expecting something to break. I'm expecting to see miracles. I'm expecting to see signs and wonders. I'm expecting to see the power of God. I'm expecting. Hallelujah. What are you expecting tonight, neighbor? Hallelujah. Because whatever you're expecting, God is ready to do that and then some for you. Come on here, somebody. Come on here, God.
Amen.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Some of you tonight, beloved, need to get in the right tent. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. The reason why Martha couldn't see Lazarus is because she wasn't in the right tent. Come on here, somebody. And when she was talking to the resurrection, she didn't recognize the resurrection because she was looking at the future And God is saying, you ain't got to wait that long. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all waiting on the future, and God is saying, no, the future is right now. Now faith is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, the minute
Hallelujah.
You step into the now, you can see me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the spirit of God right here. Glory to God. Amen. God talking to somebody tonight. Because your right now is waiting on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You waiting on your right now, but your right now is saying, I'm waiting on you to step in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
We got tonight an extremely hot topic tonight, so I know that some questions is going to come out of this, what the Holy Spirit has put on my heart tonight. I want to talk about, is the virus really the mark of the beast, part two? Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Because the whole talk right now is the virus. There ain't nowhere where you can go that the virus is not being discussed. But I want to take it from a different context tonight because I want to look at what the Word of God says. How many of you know that this is not the time for us to be in the dark about anything? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
How many of you know that this virus just didn't come about, that it was already in the making?
Amen.
Amen.
And when they had it in the making, they had already the vaccine in the making, too. Come on here, somebody. It just didn't come about. They had a plan. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many know that just like they got a plan, God got a plan? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And when you step into God's plan, then the enemy plan is nullified. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Whatever plan the enemy had. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in the book of Daniel, I want to look at Daniel tonight. Chapter 8. Because God revealed some things to Daniel. And how many of you know that what God revealed to Daniel is what we're going through right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And so, Daniel chapter 8. And
Amen.
I want to look at tonight. I actually want to start from verse 5.
Amen.
So Daniel chapter 8, verse 5. When everybody gets there, shout hallelujah.
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 It's not going to be long tonight.
Hallelujah.
But we're going to be strong. We're not going to be long, but we're going to be strong tonight.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you for divine truth. We thank you for divine revelation. we thank you for opening up our, the eyes of our understanding that they may be enlightened. We thank you tonight, God, that all wisdom and knowledge come from you. We give you praise and glory for everything that you shall reveal to us tonight. Lord, let us take it and run with it, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you that we shall not be deceived by the enemy, but we shall walk in the divine truth of who you are. We thank you, God. You have chosen us, God, to know certain things, God. And we thank you for choosing us.
Thank you, Lord.
Because your word declares that we didn't choose you. You chose us before the foundation of the world. So we give you praise, glory, and honor and adoration, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for revelation knowledge. We give you praise.
Amen.
We thank God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Linda asked me to pay for her. Okay.
Can y'all hear me a little better now?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now, Mother?
Yes. Linda wants you to pray for her. Your granny's in the hospital, and she said she had to go to L.A.
Oh, amen. Wow. Well, Father, we thank you right now. Amen. We pray
amen.
That you're protected around your people right now, God. I want everybody to be in prayer for a hedge of protection right now.
Amen.
How many know that God put a hedge of protection around Job and the enemy couldn't touch him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes. And how many know that that hedge still exists? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And God is saying if we obey him in everything, God says he'll put a hedge around us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want somebody right now to say, Lord, I thank you for the hedge. Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you for the hedge.
Lord, we thank you for the hedge around our family. Come on here, somebody. Thank you for the hedge around my body, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the hedge around my mind, Lord. Thank you for the hedge around my spirit. Thank you for the hedge around my soul. But somebody out here, the Lord said, I'm going to put a hedge around your mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. How many know that this is the hour that we really need the hedge of God around us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the hedge is so powerful that Satan had to ask God for permission to touch Job. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why everybody was getting touched for Job. But when it became Job time, the enemy had to ask for permission. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the head. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, glory. Hallelujah.
You don't know it, but that's why the spiritual warfare is so intense, because the enemy can't get to you because there's a hedge around you. So therefore, he's trying
Amen.
To kill people to
Amen.
Pick on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm feeling the spirit of God now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we ask you, Lord, to let no evil come now our dwelling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God has given us power. He's given us the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The enemy just mad because he know he had defeated folks. And he know that God has given us the authority over him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody I ain't going down without a fight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I ain't going down without a fight.
I ain't going down.
Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, we ain't going down at all, glory to God, because God says, I have designed you for what? Victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we give God praise tonight, glory to God. I really want to get into the virus. Because have you ever known a virus? And we've had a lot of viruses.
Yeah.
But have you ever known to where a virus was able to shut down everything?
Nope.
I want you to meditate on that. We done had a lot of viruses. But this right here is the kind of virus that has managed to shut down everything.
Mm.
And
wow.
My question is tonight, is it by coincidence or is it by divine intervention? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Divine intervention.
Amen, prophetess.
Uh-huh.
And when has it been to where you have to have the vaccination to go into everywhere? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You can't make a move without showing in some kind of way that you've been vaccinated.
Right.
And what does this have to do with the mark of the beast? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Come on. Speak it.
Because actually a mark of the beast is the sign of the government.
Amen.
The mark of the beast is a sign to show that you belong to the government.
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all still online with me tonight?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now if we take the sign that say we belong to the government, what about the sign that say we belong to God?
Come on,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Because we can't wear two signs. Come on here, somebody. We're going to either have to have the mark of the beast or the mark of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible says no man can serve two masters. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm saved, but I got the sign of the government on me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on. Speak it.
So if I'm saved, where is the mark of God on me to say I belong to him? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And how can I wear two signs? Come on here, somebody. I'm acting saved 1 minute, but then I got the sign of the government on me the next minute. So when people see me, they don't know whose I am, because I'm trying to portray that I belong to both. But God is saying, no, you got to come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. You got to separate yourself. Why? Because I don't want none of mine to get mixed up. Come on.
Amen.
Come on now. Amen. Amen.
We're going to have to do like Joshua, beloved. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now.
And in order for us to please God, we're going to have to deny the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's right. Yes, Lord.
And a lot of us don't want to deny the world. We want to keep ties with the world. But God is saying, no, that ain't going to happen. Why? Because whenever you become a friend to the world, you become an enemy to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what the word says.
And so my thing is this. Who do we want to be enemies with? Do we want to be enemies with God, or do we want to be enemies with the world? Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says, Yeshua said over in John, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't get sad when the world hate us. We should rejoice. So that means that they see God in them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. That's it.
We shouldn't beat the sinners going to get the shot, and we talking about God is good. Which God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Which God? Why? Because the God of heaven is saying, what you doing in a line that ain't got nothing to do with me?
Hallelujah.
I may make somebody mad tonight, Holly, but I hope I make you mad enough to think about. Hallelujah. Is a vaccine really worth our soul? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This is only temporary, y'all, but see, heaven and hell is eternity. Come on here, somebody. How do you know that eternity is a long time? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Yep.
Right.
I used to have a saying when I got saved, and I still got it right now today. I said, hell is too hot, and eternity is too long to be playing games. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
All right. Yeah.
Because once you get in there, you don't get no parole. You don't get out for good behavior. Now, you're in there forever. How many know that forever is a long time? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, beloved, but I'm going through a little hell right now. But I can go through a little hell right now as long as they ain't got to go to hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on,
as long as they ain't got to go to hell. Come on here, somebody. It's a difference. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Going through means I'm going to get out. But if I go through, that means I'm there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we don't want to go to a place that ain't designed for us, beloved. Hell ain't designed for us. Amen. It's designed for people that don't love God, that don't want nothing to do with God, that don't want to obey God, that want to do things their way. They got a Frank Sinatra spirit. They want to do it their way. God said, okay, you can do it your way. Amen. But the consequences and the price you're going to have to pay is that you're going to have to be separated from me for eternity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
People
Hallelujah.
Not looking at the big picture with this virus saying, come on here, somebody.
Yeah, yes, Lord.
They came with the first vaccine. And then after the first vaccine, they came with the second vaccine. And now they got a third one on the way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that they absolutely plan to wipe everybody out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I believe that.
Don't just believe that. Know that. They got a plan.
Know it.
Because they trying to depopulize the planet. They
right.
And there's too many people on the planet. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Yeah.
And if you not a certain race, they've already devised a plan to eliminate you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Help, Lord. Help us, Lord. Yep. That's why they did the census.
They don't have the final say, so come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Always say that the enemy got a plan, but God got a master plan. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And how many know that God's master plan is so much more powerful than the enemy plan? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pharaoh had a plan, but God had a master plan. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that the spirit of Pharaoh is still in the land? Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Anybody that voted, glory to God, and thought that their vote was going to change something, they find out that it's still the same. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
How many know that God is the only somebody that can change things? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to get to this word in a minute, but I just hear the Lord saying, there are some things that we need to know in this hour. Come on here, somebody. I mean,
Amen.
They got a lock on the pastors, and the pastors right now gotta encourage the people to take the vaccine. Oh, y'all didn't know that?
I didn't know it.
The government has already informed the pastors that they need to encourage the people. To take the vaccine.
You know, Bishop, they got the church open. They're giving you shots in the church.
Oh, God. You know the Lord is on his way back.
Lord.
Hell is real, y'all. When did we compromise and say yes to the world over God? When did this happen?
Yeah. Mm. Help, Lord.
I'm going to say it again. All money ain't good money. Sometimes you got to know when to
Amen.
Say no to some things. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But they got a hook in a lot of these. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to lose a lot of pastor friends tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the truth is the truth anyhow. Let me tell you something. If your man of God ain't standing for God right now, amen, you ain't got to help you find the exit. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, man. Come on.
If we compromise, this is what the word said. The word said, if you be ashamed of me, then I'll be ashamed of you. Before my Father in heaven, this is what y'all sure telling us.
Amen.
Do you know that our boldness down here will make him be bold for us up there? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's get to Daniel chapter 8, verse 5. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Amen. And the word of the Lord says, and says, as I was thinking about this, suddenly a goat, circle that goat, because the goat means something. Whenever you see the word goat, I want you to get familiar with another word that's attached to goat, and that word is bophanet. Bophanet. That's the name of the goat. That is satanic, and is used to prosper people that sell their soul for the riches. They have to worship the goat. There's something, ain't it? In order to get wealth, you have to worship this goat. The goat is symbolic of Satan himself. Huh? And so I want somebody to look that up right quick.
Somebody needs to mute their phone.
Amen.
Somebody needs to mute their phone. Hallelujah.
Okay, let me mute it. Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your patience tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to work around with the kids tonight. Amen. So y'all be praying for the apostle. Amen. But God is good. I want to encourage our hearts tonight. Amen. I want you to hold on to God with everything you got, because God is definitely fulfilling prophecy. Amen. The spirit of prophecy is being fulfilled.
Amen.
I want us to be encouraged tonight to know whose side you on, because a lot of people don't know whose side they on. Amen. They think they on God's side, but they really on the devil's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
I already know.
Bishop. Bishop.
There you go. Put stuff on his bed again.
I'm putting some bread on the other one I'm doing. I'm not putting another
one to make the bed. Hey, man, Apostle, I think we lost you, Apostle. We can't hear you.
But I couldn't hear.
Man, we still can't hear you, Apostle. Give it a second, Charlie. You know how the reception is out there.
See y'all.
Hello?
Get off this line.
Yeah, we can't hear nothing apart from
the line. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
How you doing, Virgin?
I'm blessed, Brother Bobby. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Shalom. Can everybody hear me now?
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Can we give you good practical?
Hey, we lost him again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
I don't care.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a little something real quick till we get it all figured out.
Thank everybody that's praying for me right now.
Can everybody hear me online?
Amen.
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 I want to thank God for my prayer warriors. Amen. Just know that when you trying to do work for the Lord, that you're going to always have opposition. But in spite of the opposition, God will still give you grace. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I thank God tonight for his grace. I thank God tonight that we're not going to give the enemy no kind of victory.
Amen. Amen.
But to God be all the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, we were talking about the goat. And the goat is the bonfident goat, you know. And on Matthew 24, I believe, where it talks about Yahshua talking about separating the sheep from the goat.
Amen.
But it also has to do with those who have taken the mark of the goat. Amen. There's a mark that come with that. Amen. And so I want us to praise God that we have his mark on us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Because when God starts judging, he's going to be looking for his mark. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And how many know that the Bible said that the Lord know those who are his, for they bear this seal? Come on here, somebody. There's a seal we got to have. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that seal is the seal of the Holy Spirit? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so that's why we can't take the mark, because we got the mark of God in us and on us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So, you know, my question is, if you got the mark of God in you, how can you take another mark? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
I got some questions up tonight, saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My question is, if we really got the Holy Ghost, how can we accept another mark? And he's the mark of God in us already.
Come on. Can't do it, Bishop.
Unless the ghost you got ain't holy like you say.
Come on.
Because the real Holy Ghost ain't going to let you go up there and take that. No, he's not.
Amen.
And then tell you, oh, you can still make it in. No, the devil is a lie.
Amen.
Because we can't have two spirits in us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you know that vaccine is a spirit, right? It's a virus. And what do viruses come to do? What do a virus do to a computer? Let me just put it like that.
Yeah.
Huh?
It kills it. It damages it.
Yeah. It kills it. And then the thing is so cold that when it affects one computer, it can affect many computers at the same time. Come on here, somebody. Mm. So when one computer gets sick, all computers can get sick off of one. Come on here, somebody. So if a virus can do that to a computer, imagine what it's doing to all the people that have taken it. And somebody may say, well, I don't feel nothing right now. But you give it time. Because in time, it's going to wear down the body.
Amen.
That's why they say that you got to take another one. Glory to God. But my question is, if this one was so good, why I got to take another one?
Come on.
If you sold me on the first one, why do I got to take a second one? And if you sold me on the second one, why do I got to take a third one? Mm. Now they're talking about that the side effect is kicking in. Let me tell you, they're not going to tell the real truth until they think they vaccinated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go nowhere where this is not required. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And you can see the fear in the people's eyes. You can see the fear in the people's spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because they don't know what to believe. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And when you don't know God, you going to lean on the arm of flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. When you don't know God, you going to lean on the arm of flesh. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I got another question tonight, y'all. I'm just full of questions tonight, y'all. How can we say that we know God and still be open to this thing?
Come on.
We don't know him. No,
we don't know him. And see, because when you know God, you're not going to tempt him. Come on here, somebody. That's called tempting God.
Amen.
The Bible says, thou shalt have no other what? God before me. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Is anybody feeling me tonight? Glory to God. It's time for the
amen.
True believers to stand up. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
You remember that commercial, y'all? I know this don't sound funny, but this is what the Holy Spirit is speaking in my heart right now. Do you remember that commercial where they would have everybody looking like Ray Charles?
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, now would a real Ray Charles please stand up? Now all of them look like him, but only the real one can stand up. Come on, just somebody, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
God is saying there's a lot of people looking like they saved, but with the real saved people, please stand up. Come on, just somebody,
hallelujah.
Y'all about something? Oh yeah, somebody caught that right there. Glory to God. Everybody talking about they saved, but God said no. With the real saved people,
hallelujah.
Please stand up. Come on here, son. Those that really have
hallelujah.
My spirit, will you please stand up? Come on here, somebody. Those who
amen.
Really know
amen.
Me, will you please stand up? Those
God.
Who I'm really
yes.
speaking through, will you please speak up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Please.
Glory to God. Those that I'm really teaching through. Will you please teach us? Come on here, somebody. It's time
real.
For the real. Come on here, somebody. Give
amen.
God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
With a real preacher that really loves God and really carrying his anointing, please stand up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's
hallelujah.
A lot of voices out here right now. Amen. There's a voice for everything you want to hear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go in there, amen, they'll say whatever you want. It's somebody that's going to say what you want to hear. Come on here, somebody. But it's what you need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't
amen.
Need to hear what you want to hear. You need to hear what God is saying to you. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because what
hallelujah.
God is saying to you is what's going to help you to make it in. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I don't need nobody
thank
to tickle my ear. I don't need nobody to tell me something I want to hear. Tell me
yeah.
something to keep my soul safe so I don't miss him. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
Give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Too many preachers worried about people, glory to God. I don't want to say that to offend nobody. Well, if you say something, if you worry about
about offending somebody, you done already offended somebody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you ain't going to never be able to please nobody. Amen. If you're trying to please everybody, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to make up in your mind at the end of the day, if I just keep God happy, I'm doing good. Come on here, somebody. If the Holy Spirit pat me on the back, glory to God, I'm offending a thousand, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I got the angels of God ministering to me, glory to God, I'm all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because let me tell you something. People going to talk about you if you're doing bad. They're going to talk about you if you're doing good. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
Hallelujah. But you got to make up in your mind. Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk. Glory to God. Because in the end,
Hallelujah.
God said, what I say about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worried about what everybody else say about us, but we better be worried about what God is saying about us. Come
right.
on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Because how many know that he got the last word? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Amen. People will praise you one minute. They want to crucify you the next. Glory to God. That's why I don't, amen, I don't get caught up, amen. Oh, man of God, you just so awesome. Glory to God. Then about 5 seconds later, they be like, crucifying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just try to stay humble. Glory to God. And say, Lord, you be magnified at the end of the day, Lord. I thank you for the people that you have put in my circle, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God, amen, for y'all.
Amen.
Because I know God put y'all with me. Amen. I know God put y'all with me. Y'all may not know it, but I know God put y'all with me. Because I didn't do it. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it's better when we don't do it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when we don't do it, then God gets the glory.
Yeah.
Somebody give God praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.